Another important tool is the geologic sea level curve, depicting the behavior of sea level over the geologic timescale. Knowing about sea levels is critically important. If we examine the history of sea level fluctuations in geologic time, we can see when sea level was high and when sea level was low. The construction of the sea level curve has been one of the major efforts in the earth sciences over the past 50 years and continues to be a topic of intense study, since the level of the world's oceans responds to a number of key forcing mechanisms. More of this later in another lecture. Given that Florida is relatively topographically low, sea level fluctuations have influenced the state significantly. During periods of global high stand of sea level, Florida has been completely underwater. In the Middle Miocene epoch, for example, you probably could have sailed a boat across the state of Florida. When sea level was low, about 20,000 years ago during the last glacial maximum, last ice age, the landmass of the state of Florida was twice the size that it is today. Because sea level was 125 meters, or 412 feet lower than its current state, that would put the coastline as much as 240 kilometers further to the west on the western side of Florida, and further to the east on the eastern side of Florida. About 100 kilometers, not quite as far away compared to that on the western side of today's Florida. But the exposed landmass 20,000 years ago was twice the size of the area as compared to today's state of Florida.